there, Dr. Dave, back with you. And on this show, I share how microdosing magic mushrooms or psilocybin mushrooms has totally changed my life around. And this morning, I was just thinking about something really cool that it's helped me with that I wanted to share with you a little bit today. In the past, and I'm right now, I am in my psychedelic van, which we will be traveling around the western part of the country coming up pretty soon, and I'll share it with you, let you know. And if you're around, if we can meet up in the van, that would be pretty darn cool, wouldn't it? In the meantime, let's get back to the subject for today. In the past, I've always been like a little bit of a worrier, I would say. Worrier, W-O-R-R-I-E-R, worrier. Not warrior, but worrier. and one of the things I worried about a lot of things. A lot of things would get to me. But one of the things I would worry about would be financial stuff. And in particular, things that maybe I couldn't even control. Now, I've got a really good financial plan in place, and I stick to it, and I'm really good about that type of stuff. But for example, let's say the stock market started crashing, or not even crashing, but just going down, I would start to worry, and I would start to become anxious, and I would start to get upset, because I'd have all these scenarios in my mind, like, oh my God, I'm going to be homeless, things are going to go to zero, I'm not going to have any money, I'm not going to be able to put food on the table. I mean, all these really weird scenarios would go through my mind. But the thing is, though, the stock market and personal finance, you do the best you can, but I can't control the stock market. And over time, what happens is it always goes up. It then has periods where it will go down, but then it'll go up again. And the net sum of it going up is much greater than going down. That's why the stock market always, if you look at it over time, it's always like up, up, up. It'll be like a little down, then up, up, up more, a little down. And during the downs, I would always get anxious and start to think that I can't go out to dinner tonight. I can't buy my wife a gift. I can't do this and that because the stock market's crashing. So totally unrealistic, totally not even reasonable, because again, I have no control over it, and it's just not true. It goes down, but then it always comes back up. Since I have been using magic mushrooms, microdosing magic mushrooms, there's been a much greater feeling of peace and calmness inside of me, even when the stock market tumbles. Like, for example, as I'm recording this, it's early May 2022. And this past week, or even the past few weeks, have been just awful. I mean, really awful. Like, I think Friday, the stock market, the Dow went down like over 1,000 points. Now, in the past, that would put me in a panic. I'd be pissed off, worried, anxious, all of the above, and a lot more. Now, since I've been, working on myself and working on my body and my mind and everything, and of course using the magic mushrooms to microdose, it doesn't bother me. I mean, I'm realizing that, and I realized this all before. It's not like I didn't know it, but now the fact that it goes down, it crashes, whatever, that's kind of what I say, whatever, it's going to be okay. It's going to come back. It's going to come back bigger and stronger than ever. It's all right. It's fine. But in the past, I could never do that. I knew it in my heart. I knew it would be okay, but I couldn't get past that. And I would actually literally have lousy days sometimes, and lousy weeks, and maybe even lousy months, just because the market was in disarray. Like rewind back to 2008. In that time frame, I was a mess, because I thought like everything I had was just going to hell. It didn't happen. I mean, the stock market started coming back in, I don't know, what was it, 2009 or so, whatever it was, and started coming back like crazy, and we had like the longest run bull market, maybe one of the longest run bull markets we've ever had. So we're due for a correction. We're due for it to go down, and it's okay. I don't do anything differently. I try not to obsess. I try not to watch it too much, but it'll go down, but then eventually it'll go back up. And way more than it's ever been. It just always happens. When will it happen? I don't know. If I had the answer to all those things, I'd go to the racetrack or play the lottery and win a fortune. I don't do either of those. I just have a sensible financial plan. And since I have a plan now for my mind to get that back on track and not to get distracted and disturbed and anxious, then things are much, much better. Now, you might not be worried about the stock market at all, but there's definitely something that probably makes you anxious. That's probably why you're watching me today. It might be something with your family, your job, COVID. It could be anything that when you see something in the news, you know, wars, things like that, when you see something in the news, it gets you really aggravated. I'm here to tell you that you don't have to be aggravated, especially with things that are totally out of your control. But it's easier for me to say that because, you know, who am I to say don't get aggravated? You know, you can. I mean, and it happens. I'm not saying that's good, but it does happen. But with the microdosing and using psilocybin, it's done some type of a reset for my brain that I go like, okay, you know, whatever. Another bad week in the stock market. Another bad week or another bad day doing this. Another bad, you know, whatever it might be. It's out of my control. I can only do the best I can do, and it's gonna be fine. And that's what I'm trying to say. The psilocybin has like totally reset my brain in a very, very, very good way that I just don't seem to worry or obsess over these things that we can't control anymore. And that's a real, real positive thing. And I wanted to share that with you because I think on some level, whatever you might be worrying about or obsessing over or whatever, I think that what I've been doing in the past 13 months with microdosing could possibly help you as well. Okay, that's what I want to say. That's my kind of advice for the day. Thanks for being with me. I really appreciate it. And I'm Dr. Dave. This is not to be taken as medical advice. I will really talk to you soon. Love you.